RCM.
Calling you about a half an hour ago, Fred. K and 4 BWA.
He beat me up, got up and got out of there and went to work. Okay, guys, thank you so much. Either I'm too early or he's too early. Appreciate it. W4FCM signing.
Is that LK Mobile?
That ain't so. K and 4 BWA. What's up, Shane?
Steve, I'm just getting going. Had a nice relaxing weekend, and now I gotta head back to that four-letter word. Not really looking forward to that, but it is a beautiful day. How are you?
I am in traffic. And, you know, approaching Wade Hampton Boulevard from the north, there is not a place along Wade Hampton where you have to sit through at least two or three cycles of a traffic light because of the way they've got them set up. And and I don't even get near 85. And it's a nightmare. I'm over here near Vern Smith Parkway, 80.
Kind of that way all over that area of town. I went through a flashing red light a couple miles back. I'll see my first traffic light here in another 10, 12 miles. So, but then again, I'm just driving as well, too. I'm probably take as long to get where I'm going, but a lot more miles.
Up towards the northern part of the county, don't you?
I'm actually northeast Pickens County is where I live. I'm still in Pickens County right now. Headed, coming into Greenville over on the west side of Greenville.
Okay. Well, I've got me a new Yagi coming in, and it's supposed to be delivered between 9:30 and 12:30 today, and I am really hoping that I'm going to get that puppy up on the top of my tower and rotating this evening.
Hope so. Who's bringing it to you? Be there between 9:30 and 12:30.
They just send me emails, and I go, okay.
It may be on your air, or on the route. It may be the time he gets there anyway. Well, that's good. I hope you get it worked out and get it on and get it working.
I'm hoping to get back to the house by about 1 o'clock today and let these folks continue to do what they need to do at my office building and, having a little job done over there, and if I can get that done, I can get back and get started assembling this thing, and excuse me, I got the hiccups this morning. I haven't had my biscuit yet. I'm hoping it's not going to take but about an hour or so to assemble this thing, and then I figure about 2 hours to get my tower dropped over and get it mounted and aligned and jack the tower back up, and I should be ready to go.
I've been off the radio or at least 2 meters this weekend. Is there still a lot of extracurricular activity going on?
I was there very, very sporadically, and not last night, but hey, I'm kind of looking forward this evening.
I was curious. I heard some of it the other day in my location over southern Greenville County. I was able to pick it up on the opposite side. So, if that'll tell you anything.
Yes, sir. Let's see, what was that old grocery rhyme? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. I got the pollen going today, too. Hiccups and pollen, ain't that a combination?
One of my daughters, whenever she gets the hiccups, she sneezes, too. It's funny. So, she's kind of known for that.
That's sweetie.
28.
Jane, yeah, there ain't gonna be no time. You're gonna be joining my ranks.
No, I'll never make it there. You'll always be ahead of me.
The ranks that I was referring to was, is the March of the Geezers Retired.
Coming. I know when people say they're looking forward to it, I always used to say, I don't know if I'm looking forward to it, because when you get to that stage, then, you know, you know what happens after that, not long, or hopefully, you know, you still have some good years, but I understand. I'm about ready to hang it up. I got a few more years, but I am looking forward to it.
Forward to getting rid of the same old grind every day and having time for what you want, but not the other flip side of that coin. Yeah, none of us are kind of looking for that aging process.
The weekend, Easter weekend, were you able to get together with family at all?
10 of them in, and we cooked 2 7.5-pound hams. Had deviled eggs, green beans, baked beans. And my daughter-in-law fixed me up a huge banana pudding that she is really, really... She could get her doctorate in banana pudding. The kid knows how to do it.
Dessert right there. That's what my wife will make me only on special occasions, because she tries to keep me off of... a lot of sugar and stuff. But that is one of my favorites. We didn't do the traditional Easter. Well, we did have a ham, but my wife made chicken salad, kind of kept it light, and then had a regular green salad. And all the kids came but one. My oldest son and his wife and daughters, they went to her parents. But the other three came over, and my 28-year-old daughter, who's single, she brought a friend where met him for the first time. There's a little interest there on both sides, I think, so we'll see how that goes. He was a nice young man. She's the last one that's still single, and she'd like to be married, but we'll see what happens.
I'm in the airport, so I may be a little bit scratchy. So, yeah, my youngest got married a little over a year ago, and this coming September will be 2 years that they've been married, and she was getting on him pretty hard the other day for what I think is really not much of a good reason, and he kind of got me off onto the side and says, I don't understand what I did wrong. I said, bud, what you did wrong was you asked for it. So every now and then I just look at him and say, hey, you asked for it.
It's always that. Sometimes you just wake up in the morning and that's all it takes. But it's worth it. It's a good maturing process for both of us.
What's really funny with him, I looked at my daughter and I said, now y'all been going on 2 years now, so I'm just going to go ahead and put my order in. You need to just go ahead and get it over with quick. I want first round twin boys. And don't you come in here with nothing else now. He looked at me and said, well, wait a minute. Hold on.
He was saying any of that. I've got two little granddaughters, and of course I love them to death, but wouldn't trade them for anything. But when they were preparing the children, I kept saying it's going to be a boy. I got to have a grandson first. But both of my boys had granddaughters, or had daughters so far. There's just two of them. I'm hoping they have a son in there somewhere to carry along the name, but we'll see what happens.
My son had a daughter, and she's going to be 13. And I've got another granddaughter that's going to be 6 in September, and then I finally got a grandson, and he's 8 months old. So I just look at my daughter and say, I'm counting on you, honey. I'm counting on you.
You understand. But boy, they're a joy. One of my oldest granddaughters, she's, 17 months old, and the other one is 7 months. And they're just a joy. And the 7 month old is just as big, just as tall as the 17 month old. But they're a lot of fun. We love having them.
Let me tell you something. I put up a in my man cave. I've got one room that's 12 to 14, and I've got two tracks laid out. Both of the tracks are about 48 feet each, and they kind of go down the 14 foot length of the room, and then turn around, make a turn up to the 12 foot length of the room. And I finally got one of the lines running Sunday. And I took my 5-year-old granddaughter down there, and I said, her nickname is Sassy. So I took her down there, and I said, now, baby, I want you to check this out and see what you think of it. I got down there, and I got one of those Lionels that have all the program sounds and the whistle and the bell and all that good stuff. And, you know, just at a push of a button. And she got down there, and it was like she swallowed a light bulb, buddy. Them eyes got so big, and she just, oh, my goodness, pop, pop, let me push the buttons. Let me make it go. Oh, she was just 1,000% in it. So I've got a new train, buddy.
Okay, there you go. That's neat. We had a train set when I was little, and I always enjoyed that. And I've seen some people's collections before. Those are pretty cool.
I'm running O gauge, which is just a little bit bigger than the HO, and they're just a little bit easier for me to handle with my big old gorilla paws.
Some of these things are really tiny now. I don't understand how people can see things and also do things without little tiny utensils.
Let me tell you something. They've got one now that's called a Z-Gauge. Oh, my God. That thing, it look down at your index finger, and the engine is about half the length of your index fingernail, and it's not even a full pencil wide.
Well, now, are all these trains now, they have batteries? Like the airplanes are now, too?
Try that one more time. You dropped out of the repeater.
And low spot I have. Are the trains battery operated now like a lot of the airplanes are, or they still run on electricity?
O gauge runs on an electrified track, and it plugs into the wall. Now, those little tiny T90 things, I'm not sure what they would run on, because I don't know that I've ever seen a battery that small.
I wasn't sure how those trains are even made now. If, you know, everything's going battery. If they make them battery operated, where you just flip a switch on the train, but I guess you still got to control it. If you have the controls, a little control box to speed it up and slow it down and reverse it and all that.
Tell you what, that latest train I've got that I've had for about a year, and I finally got it running. It runs on a Bluetooth control. So there's no wires.
Makes sense. Because that technology's been around for a while. That's pretty cool, Steve. Can you make them send off a little smoke anymore, like if you have an old steam engine?
What I really got is steamers, and all three of my steamers all put off smoke, little puffs of smoke, and it's really something. I tell you what, I'll have to text you a picture of one of my engines. As a matter of fact, one of my engines, many, 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 many years ago, right around 1920, the first Southern Crescent passenger train ran from New Orleans to D.C. and on up into New York. And I was in Smithsonian Transportation Museum, And I looked up, and there that thing was. It's the Southern Crescent 1401. Well, I hunted around, and I did all this stuff, and I found a Lionel O-gauge decked out just like that.
Very good. We went into a train museum up in Pennsylvania. I'm trying to remember exactly where it is. Real eastern Pennsylvania. My wife's sister used to live in Delaware and Wilmington there, and we'd go up to Lancaster, and we'd have to drive through there, that little town, and I can't remember the name of it, but that was a very, very neat museum, and we actually took a train ride. They had a old steam engine track that would run down, maybe 10 miles, and then they'd turn the engine around and pull us back the opposite direction.
Like it. Well, listen, I got to jump, son. I finally showed up here at my building, and they've started the work, so I got to jump out of here. Let me let you go. You be safe today. KN4VWA, clear.
Enjoy it, Steve. N4ZLK. Have a good day.